Welcome back to Open Forum on Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Sonia Williams, and it's my pleasure to welcome to our show President of Focus on Kids 2, Rosie Greco. Rosie, thank you for joining us on our show today.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Rosie. So start off by telling our listeners what inspired you to get into this field of working with children.
Well, ever since I could remember, I've always been in this, I guess, body of wanting to help. Mm-hmm. And as my education evolved and I seen some really dynamic therapists, I said, you know, my calling is for pediatrics. And there is no greater joy in my life than seeing a child overcome or reach their fullest potential when they have a disability.
So now, what are some of the services that you're providing at Focus on Kids 2?
Here at Focus on Kids 2, we provide occupational therapy to children with sensory processing disorders. And sensory processing disorders was first coined by the late Dr. Jean Ayers. It's a word that also meant or means sensory integration. And, you know, oftentimes people always ask, well, what the heck is occupational therapy? Mm-hmm. And in pediatrics, so now when I share this with you, you'll understand the beauty of this wonderful service we provide here at Focus on Kids 2. But occupational therapy in pediatrics is helping a child perform their occupational role or their job. So you think about, well, what job can a child have? Mm-hmm. Well, their job is to develop their skills, their ability to move, their ability to dress, and gosh darn it, their ability to be happy and learn. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, the children that we treat here, I call them the hidden disabilities because the problem is inside their brains and how they're making sense of information, not only from their environment or their body, but also from how they kind of perceive situations well before things happen. And so oftentimes when we treat children using our intervention, it's a specialized intervention called sensory integrative intervention. And so this is why I'm such an advocate for these kids who are often misunderstood by others.
Now, you know, when you say misunderstood by others, go into a little detail when you know, what that means.
So think about this. Here you have a child who is having a temper tantrum, can't sit still, and needs to move, or their clothes is bothering them. They can't stand the tags. They're at a restaurant. They go to a birthday party that they can't even enjoy because it's just way too many people. They hide underneath their desks at schools. They hide underneath the restaurant table. And here parents or even society thinks, oh, these are just bratty kids. Come on, Mom, get it together. Teach your child, reprimand this child. And in fact, it's not that they're misbehaving. It's just that their brain has a hard time making sense of all the information that's coming into their brains, and so therefore we call, you know, they get disorganized. That's another kind of word that we use. But, you know, if I were to think about this, I kind of think of, like, traffic. Northbrook is considered a North Shore suburb of Chicago, so New York. You know how you folks are crazy with traffic, just like us, right? So let's say you're going to go from point A to point B in your car, okay? And when the roads are free of potholes, no construction, non-rush hour traffic. You can get from point A to point B fairly relatively easy and no problems. But if you need to drive in your car from point A to point B, and now you're doing rush hour traffic, and now there's a pothole, and then there goes the Google Maps thinks and rerouting. So that's how our brains function as well. You think of your car as a neuron, a brain cell that delivers information, and it needs to go from point A, one part of your brain, to the other. Well, your brain's working all right, but it's just having a hard time getting that information where it should be. So therefore, the restaurant's too loud. The tag on their kid's, on the child's back feels like he's been scratched.
Yeah, and no, you know,
way too fast.
Yeah, no, so and I understand.
Kids are going through these stress events that are really not stressful, but to them, they really are stressful.
But you know, being a mom myself and having a child who, you know, just to give you the tag topic, I could perfectly relate to that. My son, till this day, you know, they don't like the tags on the back of their neck. It irritates them, you know. And my older son, very particular, put it this way, very particular about a lot of things. But, you know, and I understand, I do a lot of communication with my children because I want them to understand that you are going to have those potholes. You are going to have obstacles in life and learn how to go around them and deal with them in a sane manner because you can't hide from them, you know. There's no way any of us can hide from them, and unfortunately life may not be easy, so still learn how to go around those potholes with a smile on your face, you know. And I think more parents need to do that rather than constantly being so afraid for their children, because if you keep sheltering your children when they get older, they will not know how to, you know, go through the, you know, that rough, those rough times. You know, they won't know how to deal or cope because you're always trying to make things so easy for them, you know. So I'm a firm believer in communication. You know, I think having strong parents to communicate is very important. But at the same time, let your kids understand that, you know what, it's okay if you fell and you got a little scratch on you and you see a little blood. You're okay, you know. You're okay. Life moves on and you need to move on. So, you know, you're doing some wonderful work, Rosie, and I wish you all the best with your business. Again, for our listeners, we've had the pleasure to speak with Rosie Greco, located in Northbrook, Illinois. And Rosie is the president at Focus on Kids 2. And the website address for Focus on Kids 2 is www.focusonkidstoo.com. Rosie, thank you so much for coming on our show today. It was a pleasure to have you, and I wish you all the best.
That's great. And can I add something to your statement?
Sure.
I want to add something very critical in the piece that you missed, and that is that there is hope. Because I agree with you. It's not just about sucking it up and dealing with a tag that bothers your child's neck or the fox that they cry because the seams hurt them, or they cry because the waistband on their pants are irritable. It's not about sucking up. It's about that there's an intervention that's offered by specialized therapists called occupational therapists, certified in sensory integration and praxis tests. And that's the key. And that's the hope that we have. So a child, as their advocate, they don't have to suck it up. That there is hope and a cure.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Once again, for our listeners, we've had the pleasure to speak with Rosie Greco. Rosie, we're going to share your website address one more time. That's www.focusonkidstoo.com. Thank you so much for coming on our show today. It was a pleasure to have you.
And my pleasure as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. Once again, you're with Sonia Williams on Open Forum for Women's Radio Network. We'll be right back with our next special guest.